bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
One of the reasons why we are not able to break out of bad habits is because of this, what I call the Peter syndrome. We ignore the facts, we underestimate the problem, and we overestimate our own power. Now, if we're going to deal with anything, we have to be made aware of it. Now, many times, as we have said about habits, you are not aware of it. For example, if you make noise when you eat. You eat. To you are silent. Because it is part of you. You don't hear the noise. But if everybody keeps telling you, why do you make noise when you eat? Why do you make noise when you eat? Why do you make noise when you eat? Then even if you think you are silent, common sense should tell you, you are making noise. So, how do you become aware? There are things you are aware of. You know it. You know it's your problem. But there are other problems you are not aware of. Other people point them to you. So when you find people pointing habits to you, and it's not just one person, you may say, well, this one is my enemy. This one is a witch. But when the witches become 2 witches, 3 witches, 4 witches, 5 witches, and it's 10 witches, and everybody's becoming a witch, then you have to know it's no longer a witch. You can't have too many witches around in this world. So something should tell you, I have a problem. Even if you are not aware of it. All right. So let's talk about breaking a bad habit. It has been said that much of the time, the reason why bad habits are difficult to break is because we enjoy them. It gives you some sense of pleasure. And we're told that when you do things that bring you pleasure, your brain secretes some special hormones and chemicals to certain departments of your brain that makes you feel good. And normally, you can't change things you like. So it's going to be difficult. That's why you need awareness. Because you may like it, but you must be aware. This is a bad habit, and it has this consequence. It can really ruin my life. So how do we break it? I'm going to use the process of dealing with other things in the scripture to relate to dealing with habits. So go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 to 6, and then Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6, Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 6 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. I want you to note particularly verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Then Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. It says, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So I'm going to walk you through 4 steps for breaking bad habits. Now, when you listen to non-Christian people talk about breaking habits, they would not refer to these things, but we are children of God and we deal with things by the authority we have in Christ. The first step to breaking a bad habit is that you address the habit by its name. You call it. Being able to name a bad habit is very important. It means you have acknowledged it. It means you are aware of it. It means you have identified it. It means you are ready to deal with it. You can't deal with something you don't acknowledge. So you have to mention or address the habit by its name. Don't hide behind generalities. If the habit is gossiping, mention it by name. If it is overeating, mention it by name. If it is pornography, mention it by name. Whatever that habit is, you have to mention it by name. When Jesus had to deal with situations in people's lives, he always mentioned by name what he was dealing with. If he was casting out a demon, he mentioned the name of the demon and its character and characteristics. If you're going to deal with a habit, you're going to address it by name. That's the first step. Second step is that you're going to subject that habit to the name of Jesus. The scripture says that we should bring all thoughts captive to the authority of Christ. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. When we name a thing and we bring it under Christ, we are compelling that thing to bow to Christ. You have to subject it to the name of Jesus. So you can say, for example, habit of gossip, I bring you under the authority of the name of Jesus. Whatever the habit is, first you address it by its name. Second, you subject it to the name of Jesus and you command it to bow to the name of Jesus. When we mention the name of Jesus over a condition, the condition will bow. The Bible says at the mention of his name, every knee, including gossiping and overeating, including lying and stealing, including smoking and doing drugs, will bow. The name of Jesus is above your habit. Third step is that you cast the habit out of your life. You have power over what stays in your life and what leaves your life. God has given you authority to walk over every contrary force of the enemy. So you can say something like this. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out the controlling power of gossip out of my life. From this day onwards, in Jesus' name, you cast out that spirit. You cast it out, that habit. Command it to leave your life. That's the third step. The fourth step is that you declare victory through Christ. By your words, you can proclaim what you desire. When we declare victory, victory will be ours. So you can say, from today, I declare victory over this habit of gossiping, and I'm free in Jesus' name. I want you to watch the 4 steps carefully. Address the habit by name, subject it to the name of Jesus, cast the habit out of your life in the name of Jesus, and declare your victory through Christ. You may say, well, these are simple steps, but that is how spiritual authority is executed. When you do that, you are establishing spiritual authority and executing spiritual authority. Breaking a bad habit spiritually is the beginning of the process. It's not the end of the habit. There are many things to do after you break a bad habit. And part of it is that you have to be able to replace the bad habit with a good habit. Because if you're just dealing with a bad habit and you don't replace it, there may be a recurrence, and we'll look at that very shortly. But first, let's look at building a good habit. How do we build a good habit? Because you're going to use this to replace what you've cast out. Psalm 126, verse 6. It says, he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. It's a principle. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. There are five steps here I want you to take note of in this verse. First, if you want to build a good habit, you have to sow an action. You have to sow an action. Your actions are like seeds. When you plant them, they germinate. It may be a small action. It may be a small step. But Jesus said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can move mountains. If you want to build a good habit, you're going to sow an action. If you want to exercise, for example, you sow an action. You get up and you walk. Maybe in your room, if that is all you can do. Maybe around your house, if that is all you can do. Maybe a little distance from your house to the next house, if that is all you can do. But what you're doing is you are sowing an action. If you want to break a habit, remember we said last week that it's going to be repeated action. But you have to start it. If you don't start it, it will not be there. So you start an action. You sow a new action, a new act. Secondly, the verse says, he who continually, so you have to do it continually. You have to go forth continually. Once you sow an action, you have to reinforce it with repeated action, continuous action. You have to water the seed you have sown daily and hourly. You have to break down the long-term desire into short-term steps you can take. Everybody who has started a habit, whether it's reading the Bible or a prayer habit or eating right or exercising or reading, whatever habit people have started, they started with one small action. One small action. Over 10 years ago, I think about 11 or 12 years ago, I decided I was going to get physically fit. All my life prior to that, I had never been an athlete. But I decided I'm going to get physically fit. And I had a Peter problem because I overestimated my willpower. And I said to myself, the day I start getting fit, I'll be all over the place. I will run from here to, I mentioned a long distance. I said, I'll run. I can do it. Because I remembered my infancy when I could run. So I started the first day to run. And I run, I think about 30 meters, maybe from the end of this auditorium to that end. Then my heart started beating as if I've been running away from a lion. And I was panting. Then I realized it's not of him who wheels or runs. but of God who shows mercy. I just realized I don't have the capacity. I was so disappointed in myself. I said, how did I allow myself to get this way? But I continued continually. It was a miserable effort. Then I got a little bit more into it. And before I realized, I could go about 200 meters running. That was a miracle for me. I thought that is the greatest achievement in life. But I continued until I could go 10 miles running nonstop. But it starts with one action. And you do it continually.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otobi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otobi. Email otobi@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.